Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We have merch. Check out the AmericanGlutton.net shop. We've got t-shirts, hoodies, hats, and more. A number of people have come up to me wearing American Glutton merch, and nothing fills my heart with more pride than seeing somebody in one of these t-shirts. And I've been stopped on the street and asked where to get it when somebody sees me in an American Glutton hoodie. Well, you can get it all at the shop on AmericanGlutton.net. And my favorite t-shirt, Yesterday It Was Tomorrow, Right Now, is up now. Get it while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Ethan Suplee. Welcome to American Glutton. Outside of acting, my two favorite things to do are diet and eat. I have a very complicated relationship with food, and on this podcast, we're going to talk about all of it. Food as entertainment. Food as sport. Food as fuel. I'll talk to experts and the average person, just like you and me.
I hate to ask you to do anything, but if you're enjoying the show, please take a moment to like, subscribe, rate, review, all of the above on whatever app you're getting it from.
You know her, you love her. Today on American Glutton, we are joined by the one and only Paige Dorian Productions. Please enjoy the conversation.
Paige Dorian Productions, welcome to the American Glutton Podcast.
Thank you, Ethan Suplee.
We are going to talk about diet stuff.
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
What's happening with you? What are you feeling? What are you wanting to do? What are you struggling with? What's all of it?
Okay. I feel, first of all, a little bit like anyone who's a regular listener to American Glutton has probably heard me say some version of this before. And so it feels a little bit like, I mean, I'm just being honest. It's like embarrassing. Like, oh, I'm just going to talk about my struggle again. You know what I mean? And like, why can't I get it together and keep it together? And you know what I mean? It's like, it just feels like, really, who cares about what I have to say? It's the same thing. But what I'm struggling with is just not getting back on the wagon for a long enough consistent period of time to make a change. And so it's like, you know, as you know, your wife is my best friend. I've known her since we were pregnant with our first kids. So, you know, 28 years now or more. And, honestly, like she and I always kind of had something in common. We have a lot in common, but we always had one thing in common, which was like, oh, we wish we were skinny people and, you know, like having struggles with diet and exercise. And like, it was a thing that we had for the longest time, like for a long time. And then a few years ago, and of course we're both up and down and one person does it for a while and another person, you know, whatever. It's just been a struggle. But I have noticed that, you know, over the last few years since COVID, I guess, when we all, bunch of us went and did this diet together, Brandy has kept it off and maintained success. And I know she still has her own, you know, mental struggles about things and wishes this and that and whatever. But when we were together just a few days ago, when you guys were in LA, I noticed Brandy had some ab muscles. And it fucked me up, like, in the best way. Like, oh my God, I'm so proud of her because she is just continuing to be consistent and do it. I know she has her moments and all of that, but like, it's been a couple years now, right? And then it just made me so down on myself for a second, because I have had so many periods of loving and, you know, going to the gym and loving it and feeling like, oh my God, I'm doing it, or okay, not so much at the gym, but I'm eating right for months and I lost weight. And then I, like, you know, it's just that I'm struggling with the same thing I feel like I've struggled with my entire life. And so then here comes another, you know, miracle drug of like all these, you know, you've talked about it on the podcast now and everybody knows about Ozempic and Wegovy and all these things. And it's like, well, I guess I should do that, right? But I might die if I take it, you know, just like all of that. And so I looked at her and I was like, I guess I just need to go on this or some other diet thing and just, you know, again, once and for all, like, bargain with the devil. This will be the last time. Anyway, that's a very long answer. That's just part of it.
No, but that's a beautiful answer. That's your answer. I want to say there were a number of things I thought to say while you were talking. One is, I always thought of you and Brandy as skinny people. So I think some of this is in your head a little bit, many things can be true at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like you have some desired goal. I'm not trying to deconstruct that, but like the shame and upset and like, I want to be like that person. I think that might be a little bit of a waste of time.
Yeah.
Can we talk about rough numbers without you saying like, I weigh this much, because I know that's very sensitive with girls, and Brandy has never once told me her weight.
Yeah.
I've just keep hearing about this 5 to 7 pounds that she still wants to lose with her peeking out abs still, you know. What is the number how much do you want to lose?
So here's the thing. I think that I'm on the verge of like hysteria and tears, but I'm just going to say it all. You know, it's like I got down to a number that I don't think I'd gotten to, you know, and the number is just like representing obviously some, you know, I know it's not about the number and the scale and all of that, but of course you're in a range, you know, and like a swing of 30 pounds is a real swing. A swing of 20 pounds is a real swing. So, you know, in 2020, by Thanksgiving, I remember being down to a weight that I was really happy with, and my clothes fit well, and I bought a smaller size and some stuff, and I didn't have anxiety getting dressed, and I just felt more confident, and I just felt happy and all that stuff. And then, you know, slowly but surely put it back on. And now I think since it hasn't been all at once, but I feel like the last year I've just been like, who cares whatever about everything. I think like I could lose 40 pounds and be back to that. And it's wild because of course, I'm 51, menopause, it's hard to lose weight. Sure. Oh, body positivity, let's love ourselves. Sure. And I'm not against any of that. That's all got some weight and, you know, no pun intended. That's all got some validity, not obsessing on numbers on the scale, all that stuff. I know it. You know what I mean? But it's like, wait a minute, my clothes just legit don't fit. I feel uncomfortable. And I bought like jeans that were a size up and I was like, yo, this is not cool. Just because like, oh my God, I just don't feel great. I feel like I saw myself in a video on my birthday just wearing a dress I'd worn before. And I was like, oh, that's really what my body looks like from the back. And like, I just thought, oh my God, it's like, I can't turn away from it anymore. You know, you get in the habit of like looking at yourself from one angle and this outfit just seems to kind of work for me. And I just wear my black t-shirt every day. Anyway, so sorry, all over the place, but
no.
Like 40 pounds would be fucking great. 45 would probably be exactly where I was at my lowest adult weight. Like, yeah, you know, and that's a lot.
Yeah, and no, that's
add into it, like getting older and trying to be healthy. And like, I don't want to drop dead because I, you know, don't exercise anymore.
Okay, that's a long term. No, like no matter what, if you embark on taking off that much weight, it's not, that's not like a cleanse, or that's right. Not like a month of clean eating. That's like a real, that will require time. Yeah. No matter what, even if you do some crazy thing, which you gals have done a number of times. I think what I get into mostly when I'm talking to her and hearing vicariously what your group of friends are kind of into at the time, just through talking to her, is this thing of like, what do we do to not wind up here again?
Yeah.
Right? Because I don't think like how you guys seem to be interested in these diets that are like a bit more hardcore than the way I eat and the way I've gotten lean over the last many years. And so in talking to you about it, I just go like, is that something you're going to do? Or are you going to go back to like my first personal diet or ideal protein or one of these where you're in a real extreme calorie deficit for a while?
Yeah. I mean, it's what's crazy is that I could recite to, if someone sat down with me, I could coach them into not doing a crash diet. I could, from everything I know from you, from everything I know to be true over the years, from every bit of like any other person or expert I've listened to, I could talk someone into why that's bad. Slow and steady wins the race, you know, like consistency, maintenance, all these things. I could tell someone why that is the right way to do it. And then to talk to myself and go, okay, I'm going to, and I've gotten, you know, there's a wonderful nutritionist that's connected to the trainer I love at the gym. I used to, because I just can't even say I go to the gym anymore. I just haven't been. And she gave me the most balanced plan, like just not cutting out some food group, not this, not that, like just the most balanced plan. And it was 1800 calories or something like that. Right. And obviously you can go down the rabbit hole with the calories and things, but I was like, what are you talking about? This is too much.
Or you want to keep me this weight forever.
Yeah, I was like, what? And she's like, okay, well, you don't have to eat all that if you don't want. Anyway, I did that for a short period of time. I didn't stick with it. And what drives me crazy is that I know better. And I feel like there are so many things in my life where I can be, you know, I'm not trying to sound like my life is the greatest life in the world, but like my life is great. I have a great husband. My family and friends are healthy. My son does well. My business is good. Like it's the one thing that I can't, it's like, I know it and I see it and then I don't do it. And so all of this is to answer your question of like, well, I was like, I have a hard time doing a diet again that I did once before and stopped doing, if that makes any sense. Like I've tried to restart Ideal Protein, which is the thing we all did in 2020, a number of times. And like I did it 2 weeks ago. I was feeling so good. I announced to everybody I'm doing 30 days of this and getting my shit together. Then I traveled for work and it just slowly, I'm back to not doing anything mindful. And so I want to do something that gives me that jump start. And it's like, I have joked with you 1,000 times, like, can't I just take appetite suppressants? Why can't I take diet pills? Because if I'm not hungry, I feel like I have this idea in my mind. I mean, it's true. If I'm not hungry, I can just eat what I'm supposed to eat and not think about food in the way I do. And, you know, so yeah, I want to do something crazy. I want to do one of these, you know, vanity weight loss medicines or whatever. I signed up on an app. called Sequence, and you fill out this thing and upload your ID and your blood work and this and that. And like, I don't know, I'm supposed to talk to a person in a few days. And it's like, maybe they'll prescribe me one of these things. It seems also crazy to do that.
Well, I think like if you're going to do something extreme anyway, and like my worry is like you come out of that and then what's the plan for afterwards? Like right. if you could start on the 1800 calorie a day diet now, I mean, if you can't start on that now, why will you start on that in 6 months? Once having done one of these get rich quick scheme diets. Yes. do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's the way I look at it, is like if we're trying to figure out this situation we find ourselves in today, and the idea is we don't want to be back here, we don't want to put in the work and wind up back here, how do we mitigate getting back here? Because it will require at some point, you know, the day-to-day life kind of changes that are necessarily permanent.
Yeah.
You know, that yeah. don't, that can't fall out for 6 months or a year.
I know. And another friend of ours, Aubrey, she and I were talking in the beginning of the year about, you know, crash diet or this or that or whatever. She decided to just eat well and not, you know, she's just eating well, counting calories, has a little system worked out for herself. Nothing crazy, nothing drastic, nothing, just a normal, balanced, everyday diet, right? And I looked at her like a couple months ago and I was like, whoa, like I could see this huge change. And she's like, yeah, for the last 3 months, I've just been eating this, 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 whatever. And she's lost like 20 something pounds. And she just, and it's like, yeah, if I just put the work in, I could get there. And it doesn't have to be on one of these crazy things, but it's that impatience and like, you know, which is just something I always have struggled with, of wanting to do it all immediately. And like, I had an idea of like, okay, I'm going to get one of those weight loss drugs and I'm not going to be hungry. And then I'm just going to practice eating like a really normal, balanced diet. And of course I'll lose weight because, you know, I'm just going to eat the way I'm supposed to eat, but like, I won't have this, you know, whatever things we get in our, what did Dr. Nadolsky call it? Food noise. I mean, I guess a lot of people refer to it that way, but I won't have all that food noise. And then I'll just be able to do the thing. It's like, I'm not into drugs and I'm not into like, I mean, the joke is I like a Claritin D once in a while for my allergies. And the nice side effect is it doesn't make you hungry. That's not, you know, I'm not running around like snorting Claritin D. But the point is like, I don't do drugs. I'm not into all that. I read some of the potential side effects of those things. And I'm like, who would ever do this? And then I'm like, maybe I should, you see what I mean? But I thought, oh, I'll just.
I hear what you're saying, but I think like potential side effects of driving a car are pretty awful, and we drive sure. cars every day. Potential side effects of flying in an airplane are catastrophic, and we, yeah. you know, although that seems to be a heck of a lot safer than driving in cars, like there hasn't been a crazy plane crash in America in quite some time. So
right.
I think we're mostly safe there, but cars are not safe at all.
Right.
And we do that, like those kind of trade-offs I think we make every day. And I think that from what I've read and talking to Dr. Nadolsky, those things seem very safe. But again, you talk about Aubrey and you go like, she's been doing this for 3 months. I don't think most of those drugs really even start to work for 8 weeks. Mm. So there's like, if it's a time thing, like I want this done right now, and you start taking that, I don't even know that it's going to have any effects for a while. 6 to 8 weeks is what I read.
Right.
Before it's really kicking in and suppressing your appetite. So, I mean, and then the other thing is there could be the potential for like, well, I'm just going to let this thing do all the heavy lifting. I'm not going to do any work at all and not focus on my responsibility at all. And then you wind up with a situation where like, if you come off of that drug, which you saying I'm not a drug person, sounds like you don't want to be on it forever.
Right.
And then you risk this food noise coming back with a vengeance, mm-hmm. you know? And so I don't think, I'm not interested in talking you out of anything. I think you're going to do what you're going to do. I think if you'd wind up on probably on like a Ideal Protein or something, right?
I mean,
which is very low calorie.
It's just really low calorie. Yeah, and you're eating there, you know, like some packaged products, which, you know, it's like whatever, a protein bar and a bag of some weird dehydrated something that's like a chip, you know, and it's just that structure, I guess. And it's like, and even when I was doing it a couple weeks ago for a week, I was eating more, I was trying to eat more protein than it necessarily tells you to, just because of all those things I know. And just, I was trying to use it as like a way to put my own sort of guardrails up again, right? And just be like, okay, I'm going to allow myself protein and vegetables and these products. And if I'm extra hungry, I'm going to eat another, I'm going to have more chicken or whatever. I was trying to just like, yeah, have some sense of something, you know? And I don't know that that diet is really the best thing to do. It's like, yeah, I know that at the end of the day, there's nothing that gets you out of a permanent change. You know what I mean? Like, I know that. I know that. So it's like, why? I'm not even saying why can't I do it. Obviously, there's just, that's my struggle. That's my journey. There's something for me that this is like a lesson I need to learn and overcome. And you know what I mean? Like, I don't have, you know, mental noise, right? About a lot of other things, but this is my thing. I don't want to keep it as my thing. I'm just saying, I don't know. It's just, yeah, why can't I do it? But I've done it before, but never kept it off. You know what I mean? Like in 2020, that was the longest time. Like, I think it took a year and maybe I put like 15 pounds back on, but very slowly. And then I remember last year at my birthday feeling like not my best, but also sort of like, okay, you know, not, I don't know. I'm probably 15. It feels like I'm 15 pounds more now than I am last year. So I'm like, well, this is not a great, you know, trend, right? For lack of a better word.
Right.
And I went to a doctor just for a checkup and we were talking about diet and exercise and weight. And she was like, well, I just recommend doing it now because, you know, as women get older, it is harder to lose. So like now is the time, you know what I mean? And like, you're my friend. And, you know, I just feel so like, I don't know, when I was in the car with you guys, I just, you know, I was just holding back. Like, I don't want to be such a, I don't know. I just think it's like slightly embarrassing a little bit. Like even our other friend who, you know, lost a bunch of weight, kept it off, goes to the gym for 2 hours a day because she loves it and is trying to get stronger and all that stuff. And it's just like, well, I don't know if I'm part of this group anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm on the, I was walking with them, with those two girls, your wife, and we were somewhere and Paige pointed to the like a taco truck. And she's like, do you guys want to eat here? Do you want to eat here? And I said, are you just pointing that out to me, the fat one of you guys? And she's like, what is happening? But I just don't feel like I'm even part of my group of friends anymore. Do you know what I mean? And then it's crazy. I don't know. I'm just like unloading all these things. I'm just, I don't know.
So you're needing a change. You're ready for
a change. Yeah, I am. And I just get so, I guess I just am talking myself out of doing one of those, you know, prescription things. If I'd even be approved for that, right? You have to talk to a person and, you know, I mean, I got approved for the conversation. So, you know, there's that.
I don't think those are hard to get approved for.
Right.
I think you'll get approved. So then it comes down to like you doing that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk you into doing it, but I also am not here to talk you out of doing anything. I think a more interesting conversation is figuring out what you're going to do and what you want to do, and then how you could make it sustainable and more beneficial in the long run than just, you know, starving yourself on one of those crazy programs for 3 months, which I think is silly.
Yeah.
Or doing one of these prescription things and also just letting that do all the work, because then when you go off of it, what have you gained? You haven't gained any habits or anything, you know?
Right. Well, yeah, because if I'm not hungry, chances are I won't eat, you know, like I just won't. And then, you know, that just slows your whole, I don't even know how that is supposed to help you, but it's, yeah, it's, I
well, it's like you said, like you want to take appetite suppressants,
right?
It's just, it is an appetite suppressant. It just, I think is, affecting different channels than, you know, fenfen or whatever the, there is one legal version of fennel something that's mm-hmm. available now. And it does, you know, it's like a toned down fenfen, I think, but it's yeah. got, you know, it's basically like a little bit of an upper, and it curbs your appetite in that way. And, mm-hmm. and these things are just maybe better for your, I think slightly more healthy somehow.
Yeah.
These other ones, the semaglutides, yeah. Somehow they seem less taxing on your circulatory system and your heart and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, even, you know, I joke, but even a Claritin D, you know, your heart is racing and you feel, you know, I'm not trying to give anyone any ideas about taking Claritin D for off-label use. I'm just saying I have had allergies. I've taken it and been like, wow, I'm not hungry at all, but you feel really amped up, you know?
Right.
So yeah, I know that. And I just keep coming around to like, I'm going to have to make a permanent change eventually. So, if I'm not doing anything about it now, I'm just not being mindful about really much, right? Then, and I'm not exercising. Yes, I have somewhat of an active life when I'm working on set and we're running all over the place. That's fine. It's not like I sit at a desk all day, every day, but that's the different, you know, than just intentionally moving every day. So if I'm not doing all those things now, but I'm going to have to, like, I just know myself, and like, yeah, what's going to be the difference in 3 or 6 months if I just, I'm talking myself out of it. So yeah, the deeper question is just like, what am I going to do?
Well, yeah. What are you going to do? Cause I'm not convinced you're not going to wind up on one of the diets that you've done, that you've had success with.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I know. I mean,
are those terrifically hard? Like, is your life miserable while you're doing that?
Interesting. I mean, not once I'm in the groove of it. Of course, in the beginning, it's a bit miserable of trying to like break the little habits of whatever, eating in bed at night or snacking or, you know, making sure I eat and not just letting my whole day go by with coffee, or, you know, I'm so erratic about what I'm doing. So yes, in the beginning it is. And then I suppose, you know, like when the results start to take place, when there starts to be some loss of weight, some feeling of sleeping better or some, you know, whatever it is, when that starts happening, then that outweighs the feeling of like, oh, I want to go out to dinner with everybody. Or and actually, if we're just talking about ideal protein, that diet's kind of easy to go out to dinner. You just eat protein and vegetables and a salad. Like, you know, it's not that hard. What actually threw me totally off when I was doing it a couple weeks ago and I was feeling good, I went to New York for work and was doing it and everything was fine. I went for drinks with a colleague and I was like, I'm just going to have vodka without something else in it because it's, you know, going to be less calories and whatever. And I didn't eat anything crazy that night. And then I went out the second night, did the same thing with a different person, but then ate something she ordered and this and that. And the next thing I know, just wasn't doing it anymore. You know, so it was actually the alcohol that like threw me off, you know, because it just makes you not care, you know?
Yeah, I think that alcohol while dieting would be really, really tough.
Yeah.
Once your inhibitions go at all, then it's just like, I just want to have fun now.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just think nothing matters, you know, like the littlest bit of like alteration of your sense of whatever, right and wrong or conscious or whatever. Your conscience goes away. And my husband and I were ordering like a meal delivery for a little while that was just like super balanced meals. And it was great to have that and not be like wondering what to make or eat. Or, you know, when I get super busy with work, I'm not good at prepping stuff. And then, you know, so we were doing that for a minute before we went out of town. And that was actually, I think that was pretty great. But again, it's like, it didn't feel, I don't know what it is. It doesn't feel drastic enough. Like I have to shake that, you know what I mean, out of my world, because like that's the thing.
No, I understand the drastic aspect too, because I think if I'm trying to remember what my life was the day before starting every diet I've ever started, it was like there was a chaos about food. Mm-hmm. And there was a need to reduce as much interaction with food as possible simply so I could get my footing. Mm-hmm. So I completely understand the idea of drastic just to get yourself kind of stabilized.
Yeah.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
But I just think that that's just like the first step of a plan. And if you have no plan, if you haven't thought what's the next step? So how long does that last and what exactly are you doing? And then what is the next step? Because I think, you know, for me, this is something I deal with every single day. Mm-hmm. And I put more effort into it than I would rather put into it. You know, I'd rather not ever think about it, but that's not my life. Mm-hmm. And so I got to think about it more than I like, or I will wind up back where I was. And I just don't want that, you know?
Yeah.
And so like really confronting that for myself was the big step of like, it's going to take a lifetime of this kind of effort at every step, you know? And then if there's a mistake made, it's got to be immediately rectified. And so I can't have even 2 days, because 2 days will for sure be 3 days. So, you know, I try not to even have a whole day. It'll be like, oh, my God, that meal was a disaster. Well, I got to get back on right now. The rest mm-hmm. of the day is going to be to plan, you know, and that doesn't mean like I'm going to starve myself and punish myself, because that leads me to being overly hungry and then making a bad decision at the next meal. So I just think like if you're going to do any of these things, if you're going to do one of these crash fatty type diets or the new weight loss drug, I think that having a plan, doing it concurrently with a broader plan and actions that will kind of back you up once you get to somewhere you want to be is a better kind of structure than just going like, well, I'm just going to do this diet again that I've done four times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's gotten to the point where you're like getting to 3 weeks and it's so not sustainable that that then going off is like completely derails it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. I mean, to not even be able to like really, yeah, stick to it for a couple of weeks was just is, you know. And I wake up every morning with the best intention that today is a new day, you know? And okay, well, today I'm just going to do it right. And today I'm going to, you know, and I even have like, whatever, I have like a, I guess I have a loose plan in my mind of how the day is going to go and what I'm going to do and blah, blah, blah. And then I, yeah, you know, I mean, listen, so
where does it fall apart usually?
So I guess it falls apart if I get too hungry, honestly, because then I'm like, you know, who cares?
And are you a breakfast person?
Well, I'm not. So I make myself have two eggs. It's okay. This is really crazy. Okay. So I make myself have two eggs, which on, let's say I'm doing this ideal protein diet. Okay. You can have that. You can have your products and you can have that. And then I had these like Applegate sausages in my freezer and I made some of those and I was like, oh, well, I fucked up the day because you can't have those. And so then the whole day is over and like I'm talking to myself like, why did you do that? You're such a loser. You know, you can't even get through breakfast.
Over like, some health food sausages.
Yeah, but because they're not on that plan that I said I'm doing, I will just talk badly to myself and just be like, yeah, well, you messed that up. Like,
well, but Paige, this is where I think the self-love needs to like come in a little bit more for you. Like how I don't think we have to be like hippies or anything, but like there has to be a little bit of compassion where like, what kind of a mistake or transgression against your plan is that? Because I'm sure that the mistake that justifies, like the next mistake and the next one or the next deviation from your plan are actually more consequential than the Applegate sausages.
Well, totally. Because then today, so I did that for breakfast. I had some tuna salad for lunch. Not so bad. Not trying to do ideal protein per se. I just was like, I don't know what I thought it was doing today. And then this afternoon, drank... you know, after my other 9 million cups of coffee, I drank a cold brew thing that was in the fridge that had some sugar in it. And now I'm like, oh, I've ruined everything. But here's the thing, compassion for myself or some, you know, being forgiving of myself or whatever, in my mind equals complete and total giving up. I know this sounds like a little crazy, but like, I'm just breaking it down. Cause if I say like, okay, be nice to yourself, that's not the worst thing in the world to do. Just, you know, then I'm deciding that that was okay. And then every other mistake I make or bad decision I make is okay. And so I feel like I have to be like, you know what I mean? But the all or nothing approach doesn't, like none of what I've done works. So I know that, you know what I'm saying? None of this works.
Well, can we adjust the narrative on all of it and go like, is the goal you want to achieve, is it a nice goal or is it a mean goal? Do you know what I mean? Like, are you doing it to punish yourself or are you doing it because you think you're going to enjoy life more like that?
It's a nice goal. Yes. Okay, good. I think I would enjoy life more.
So it's a nice goal. So there is a version of this where through that point of view or that perspective, that is a kindness to yourself. Sticking to that plan is actually a kindness to yourself, you know? And so therefore, when you get down the line of like the voice telling you that kindness is, you know, doing whatever you want, that's actually driving you away from the goal. So it might actually be like a passive aggressive mother-in-law, you know, who's like saying, you know, how clean you keep your house when really, you know, they're saying that your house is a mess, you know, like one of those things where it sounds nice, but it's not. You can get the vibe that like they're saying the words right, but like you're getting an icky feeling. If you get the icky feeling from the voice telling you that kindness is to deviate from the plan, then I just think that, I think, look, it's all up to us how we want to view this. And I think that we will have more success. I believe I've had more success in my life when I'm rooting for myself and less when I'm trying to harm myself, you know?
Yeah. It's actually, I might be having a realization right now in this moment with this, what you're saying, because yeah, the amount of like, the amount of self-talk or, you know, talking to myself. I mean, every time I get dressed, every time I see a picture lately, every time I am not doing whatever diet I said I was going to do, you know, anytime I eat anything that's like, if I have dairy, if I have like whatever stuff in my mind I've decided is awful, right? Every time, I mean, a lot of times in the day, I'm looking at myself and just being unhappy with what I see. And I'm like a little bit talking to myself like, yeah, well, that looks like shit. You know what I mean? Like, but it's, I'm so used to it. I am so used to it that it's like, it's just there. It's just like another, it's just like my little conversation with me. It's like, there's two of me and we're just like, yeah, no, I know you're not doing it. It's wild. So I guess like, if I were to change my viewpoint to like, let me look forward to this eating healthy, let me look forward to taking care of myself. Cause yeah, I mean, you hear me say it all the time. I want to live to 104. I want everyone, all my friends to live to 104. And then I'm listening to these podcasts and you have women like, you know, Jane Fonda and da-da-da, and everyone talks about exercising and moving your body. Not like you have to be a bodybuilder or a pro Pilates, whatever. It's just like, yeah, moving your, all these things are aligned with what I want, which is to live long and healthy and be happy. And, you know, so it's like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. A couple things. You love Brandy.
Yes.
I know you love Brandy.
Yes.
If there was a person who was saying, ugh, and rolling their eyes, I know maybe some of my kids while they were teenagers have done that. And I think even that can be irksome when you see somebody being nasty to somebody you love. It's gross and it's upsetting.
Yes.
So I think you need to treat that voice in your head as though they're talking to and about somebody you actually care about, you know? Tell that voice to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You can't, like, you can't go through your life icking yourself. That's, I don't think that's a good mental place to be.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, shit, I forgot what I was going to say. What else were we talking?
Because I talk too long. You know, talking to my, every time I see myself in the mirror, every time I eat something that's wrong, every time whatever, like if I could just turn that around and go, okay, this is, you know, just try to see myself as somebody who's trying to do something good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think if your desire is truly a nice thing for yourself, right? It's not some masochistic, like I'm bad and I should suffer. No. It's actually like, I want, you know, something nice for myself. And this is what I am subjectively perceiving as nice. And here are all the objective reasons why I consider it so, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then you, I think you'll be better off if you're doing it from a positive place and not a negative place. And then all of that stuff that you're thinking about should be framed that way. One urge is pulling you away from whatever this goal is, and one urge is pulling you towards it. And it should be pulling you towards it out of kindness, not out of malice.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I think you can have somebody flip you off while you're driving on the road, and you can feel a way about it, and you can go introspective about that and think about why you feel and why your feelings might not be appropriate or right. And then you're still feeling them. So I can take many points of view, and it doesn't mean I'm instantly just going to feel better. I think it requires work too. I think it requires a little conversation like, hey, I'm not doing this. I'm going to ignore this voice because this voice is urging me away from it. You know, I don't think it's just a matter of simply seeing the point of view, and then it, you just have it as though it's innate in you. I think mm-hmm. it does require some work.
Well, 100%. I mean, yeah, because in theory, it's makes so much sense. And then I just feel like, yeah, I mean, that I just have to translate that into, like, obviously into some action. Like, you know, no matter what, like, I don't know, whatever diet I decide to embark upon, whether it's a drastic thing or whether it's a not drastic thing, and just, you know, eat a balanced way, you know what I mean? And like, go back to the gym. And I'm also very much like all or nothing about the gym. If I didn't, you know, it's like,
that's
all
the other
that.
Thing I wanted to say that I'd forgotten.
Yeah.
You, I think the all or nothing is a real easy way to do something for a short period of time and not actually work it into your life.
Mm.
Does that make sense? Like,
yeah,
I've been all or nothing about lots of stuff, and now I go to the gym every day, but I'm never trying to kill myself. And I have talked to you and your friend, you while you were doing it, and your friend now who's getting up at 4 a.m. and going every day. And that's amazing and seems to be working for her. But if that is not something that's sustainable, don't even try to implement that at all. You yeah. know what I mean? Like, find something that you can do 3 times a week and be okay with doing it 3 times a week. And if you want to bump it up from there, you can. Peter Attia says that exercise is the single greatest drug for health known to man. Mm-hmm. So yeah, fucking find some exercise, but don't have it connected at all to weight loss, because if you're using it every day in a way of like, I got to go to the gym so that I lose weight, I think that's a fucking recipe for disaster. First of all, you lose the benefits after a very short period of time as far as weight loss goes, because your body starts to adapt and you will then later on in the day move less unknowingly. And then the caloric means, it's just, I don't think exercise, it's great to boost your metabolism a little bit, but if your intention at the gym every day is weight loss, I think that's not a sustainable thing to do. Cause then you go out of town for a week, or you travel all the time for work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go work somewhere else for a few days, can't go to the gym, and then you're fucked, you know? Yeah. So I would definitely, I think exercise is great. And I think we could all benefit from exercise. And so I highly recommend finding some exercise, but it doesn't have to be 2 hours every day. That's yeah. crazy.
Yeah. I know. I think she enjoys doing it and being part of the group there. And like, it's fun for her, you know? Right. But yeah, I mean, the most sustainable thing I did was going to, there's a 7 a.m. class, and I would go as many days as I could in the week. And, you know, you had someone on recently, Jaws, Julie Nelson.
Yeah.
And I had been on set with her. She was a movement coach on a Adidas shoot I was on. And I heard her say, I said something about like, oh, I just have to get back to the gym and get going again. And blah, I got to get back. And she was like, yeah, you could also just go once. And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, you could just go once. She's like, everybody acts like they just have to make these massive changes and go every single day. And blah, blah. She's like, you could just go, you know, and like, obviously you'll go again and you'll go again. But but see, like then in comes like, yeah, but you'll just go once and you're just lazy and that's not going to do anything. Like,
tell that person to shut the fuck up.
I know, like literally just right now, like, what's that going to do for you? Nothing. You know, like, it's crazy. And I'm not this way with anything else. I don't think I'm this way with anything else in my life. You know what I mean? I really not. And I work on myself a lot. I've really like made strides in so many areas of my life over the years. This is the place that I, you know, still just go like, meh, meh, you know, to myself. But I liked going to the gym and doing that class, and it just made me feel, yeah, a little stronger. And I don't like just going on a walk outside the door. I think it's boring, and I count the minutes till it's over and it's hot, and I just don't like that, you know?
So don't do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, find find a couple days a week to go to the gym. That sounds great. That should be completely separate, truly, from the idea of whatever you're doing for weight loss.
Yeah.
You know, they really do think they should be. I think if you want to get into like, I want to retain muscle mass while losing weight, then going to the gym becomes more important. But even then, it's like probably counterintuitive where you're, I believe a lot of what you guys are doing at the gym is cardio based, and the retention of muscle mass would be through resistance training.
It is actually the class that I was going to and that I liked so much is actually like more of I guess it's more of a CrossFit-ish type class. It's a lot of weights and a lot of machines. And yeah, there's a bit of cardio, but it's not, it's actually not, there is a lot of like strength work in it, you know?
Okay. I personally think of all CrossFit as only cardio.
Oh, funny. I mean, I could be calling it the wrong thing. It may not be CrossFit. You know, it's like, it's taught as like a, or it's promoted as like a, you know, I don't know, I guess a strength class.
Okay. Well, yeah. There you go. If it's for strength, then that should be resistance training.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just have to make a decision. I mean, I guess I'll keep this consultation with the person I'm supposed to talk to from this app where I just had to upload my driver's license and a recent blood test.
Really?
Yeah. You fill out a quiz and, you know, put in your weight and this and that. And the, I mean, to its credit, it's asking a lot of questions. What have you struggled with? What have you tried? Which of these diets have you done? Da, da, da. And then, yeah, I don't know. I'm supposed to talk to a person for 15 minutes on Tuesday, you know?
Okay. Well, if you do wind up doing that, can we have check-ins where we hear how that's going, what it feels like and what you're doing, and if you're doing anything on top of that?
Yes. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm going to tell you what I decide to do or not do. I mean, so much of me just feels like it's not the right thing to do. And these moments that I've thought of doing it, and when I say it, I'm just referring to like a prescription. The moments that I've felt like, oh, I'm just going to do it are moments where I feel, I guess, the worst or desperate or something, you know? And so... But every part of me right now just feels like, no, that's not the thing to do. You know,
look, I'm really not trying to talk you out of doing that. I'm not.
I know.
It's hard to.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
It's very hard to say, like, to somebody who's found themselves in a situation where they've had successes and reversions numbers of times, and then there's a new, you know, quote unquote miracle drug out on the market where it's basically saying, like, everything you've achieved, you can now achieve painlessly if you take this, you know, It's a difficult proposition to say, don't do that. Like, why? Why shouldn't you do that? I don't have a great argument. My only argument is, how do we avoid right now again? That's right. That's all I'm saying. And so, like, if you do that, what are you going to also do to mitigate having this experience a year from now or 2 years from now? You know?
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I'm saying. If I had 40 pounds to lose, I would for sure try those things. I've tried everything else, you know? There's just no way I wouldn't. And so I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying, like, I tried everything else and all of those things, you know, I still had this moment of like, I don't want to be back here again. And it was more in lines of, more along the lines of like restructuring my life and taking out areas where I was using food to comfort myself. And it had nothing to do with like needing energy, you know? And so that was a bigger change that led to years of keeping weight off versus just dieting the weight off.
Right.
I'm really not saying, I'm not trying to talk you in or out of anything. I'm just saying, like, what's
next?
What happens after? Yeah.
100%.
And how do we change today and start implementing those changes? Doesn't have to happen overnight, because again, I think if you started going to the gym 5 days a week starting tomorrow, I don't think that would last forever.
Right.
So what version of that can last forever? You could probably go tomorrow, as long as you were like, I'm just going tomorrow and then I'm not going the next day. I'm going to see how I feel and figure out another day a week from now to go, you know?
Yeah, I know. I think it's like it's that all or nothing mentality that I have had that I do want to shake off, because it applies to every meal. It applies to going on a walk. It applies to exercise. You know what I mean? It's everything. It's like, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. And even on the idea of starting a new plan, like, it doesn't need to be super drastic, because then it just turns into nothing after that, you know?
Right.
So I don't know. I guess that's the thing I'm going to work on is deciding just not to just look at it that way, you know?
It's hard, by the way, but... dude, Applegate sausages are not the same as like a Frappuccino or a Big Mac, you know? They're really not.
I know. Or crackers and butter is not the same as Applegate sausages. I'm just saying, I may have eaten that yesterday. But yeah, I mean, like, I will also get into that where I'm just like,
Were they Ritz crackers?
Saltine. Oh. I like just saltine crackers with butter for no reason.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds very much like a Jewish deli. Like, something totally. You could get at a Jewish deli.
100% while you're waiting for your sandwich. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate this. Whether we air this or not is TBD.
This is getting fucking aired. Okay, and then let's say this. After your consultation, can we have a conversation?
Yeah, we can check in and I can tell you how it went. And yeah, 100%.
Okay, amazing. Thank you, Paige. This has been a pleasure.
Thank you for your support.
Yeah, thank you. See you later. Bye. See you at the Q&A.
Hey.
And now for the Q&A.
Hey, how about a question from Levi?
Hi, Levi.
Levi says, I love listening to your podcast and I'm a huge fan of your work. I just have to say that Dee from the show Chance has to be my absolute favorite action hero of all time.
That's awesome, Levi. Thank you.
He says, I had a question about maintenance periods.
Okay.
I'm a 29-year-old male that's gotten back into long distance running after years of weight gain since high school. I just want to lose weight at a steady and consistent pace until I reach my goals. But you talk about maintenance periods on your show, and I confess I don't really understand what those mean and what their purpose is. Would you mind explaining a little more about them, what they look like in comparison to a non-maintenance period? Thanks so much.
Yeah. So yes, Levi, great question. And so basically it's this: right now in your life, there is a
caloric number of energy intake you can put into your body that is the right balance that your body will not store that as fat. If you take that number and reduce it and go into a deficit, your body is going to first tap into the stored fat to kind of make up for what you're not putting into it. If that stays the same, eventually you're going to get to a point where you're no longer losing weight. Unless it's so severe that, or so, such a deep deficit with something like that, you run the risk of it not being sustainable. It's going to start messing with your sleep. It's going to, your hormones are going to be super taxed. Your body is going to be really resistant to making it through on a super, super low calorie diet. So what happens is, let's say you go to 25% deficit. After a while, that deficit is just not going to be big enough anymore because you've lost weight to produce a noticeable change anymore. So you'll hit this plateau. So you have to go down again. You've got to kind of keep lowering your calories in order to continue lowering, losing weight. And so what a maintenance period does is it is a period of time where you are focusing on maintaining your weight. So it is not easy. Like, you're not going back to eating whatever you want. First of all, I like it for two reasons. One, it gets you in the practice of maintaining your weight, which is what you're going to have to do once you lose it, or you're going to gain your weight back. And two, it allows your body to recover from the stress you've put it under with dieting. And then, after a period of time that you've been on maintenance, you go back into your diet, you reduce your calories again, and weight loss should be fairly easy again. Like, I've done so many different versions of dieting where I've done like extremely low calorie, and then the first week is awful and miserable, and the weight flies off, and then it slows down, and you know, you lose 30, 40 pounds in a month, and then it slows, and then you're not sleeping and you're miserable, and you come off the diet and you eat a little bit of food and gain the weight back. There's that version. And then there's the version I do now where if I want to cut for a movie or a photo shoot, I go into a very, very slight caloric deficit and I aim for a pound and a half a week. That's it. That's all the weight I want to lose. And it's easy. It's not real hard and my body's never freaking out. Now, 3 months in, I'm really hungry and I go into a maintenance period and my body chills out and the hunger goes away and all the hormones balance out and I'm now feeling great and I'm sleeping great and then I can start dieting again. That's basically the idea behind maintenance periods.
And so if I were to just ask you then a follow-up question to make it like you could describe a maintenance period, could you describe a maintenance period as simply as increasing some calories, but not gaining, like, to a point so that you can maintain and not gain weight? Cause like you,
yeah, it's still a diet because if we're not restricting at all, we are, because we're how we are, we're going to gain weight. So it's not. There, in the sense of the word, that diet means what you eat or a restricted version of what you eat. Mm-hmm. This is still a restricted version of what you eat, except you are intentionally not losing weight. You're also intentionally not gaining weight. They're actually pretty fucking tough to begin with, mm-hmm. because I was very much a feast or famine guy where I'm either losing weight as quickly as possible or gaining weight. I had no understanding of maintenance. It wasn't kind of innate to me. So I had to learn it. And the maintenance periods in dieting were super helpful.
Yeah. Awesome. Every time you talk about it, I am happy to hear you talk about it. Thank you for that question. And if anybody else has a question out there that you would like Ethan to answer on American Glutton, you can email it to us. You just email hello@americanglutton.net.
Thanks for listening to this episode of American Glutton. I'm Ethan Suplee. You can follow us on Instagram @American Glutton Podcast. Sincerely.